This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rejana. In Assam, star campaigners have started arriving in the state to woo the voters. Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a public meeting at North Lakhimpur today. Later in the evening, he will do a roadshow at Tinsukia, where polls will be held on the 19th of this month. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and State BJP President Bhavesh Kalita are doing campaigning. Other parties are also holding meetings for their party candidates. State Congress President Bhupen Bora, MP Gaurav Gogoi and Pradyut Bordoloi are making all-out efforts to garner support. Yesterday, AAP leader Atishi held a roadshow at Duliajan for party candidate. 35 candidates are in the fray for 5 seats in the first phase of polls. Senior nationalist Democratic Progressive Party leader and Nagaland Chief Minister Neipu Rio reiterated that the state having an opposition-less government and setting the People's Democratic Alliance is to bring about peace in the state and resolve the Naga political issue in order to let people thrive while also enabling investors to come forward and create opportunities and avenues. Addressing the Kohima PDA coordination meeting for the general election to the Lok Sabha 2024 at NDPP Central Office Conference Hall, Kohima yesterday, Rio exuded hope that the forthcoming election would be peaceful and the people would support the PDA consensus candidate, Dr. Thumben Muri. He also reiterated the unwavering commitment of his government for the unresolved Naga issue and added that his party would not compromise the Christian principles. Nagaland is going to polls in the first phase on April 19. In Assam, a total of 61 candidates are in the fray in the second phase of polls. Yesterday, one candidate withdrew his nomination. Polling will be held in 5 seats in this phase. For the BJP, State Transport Minister Parimal Shukla-Baidya and sitting MP Dilip Saikia and Kripanath Malla are in the fray. On the other hand, current Nagaon MP Pradyut Bordoloi has been renominated by the party from the same seat. Former MP Radheshyam Biswas is contesting from Sotur for TMC. EduRank, an independent metric-based ranking of universities worldwide, has placed the Northeastern Hill University Shillong in the 93rd spot among the top 100 universities in India. EduRank evaluates academic institutions based on 3 factors: research output, non-academic reputation, and the impact of notable alumni. According to a recent database published by EduRank, the Indian Institute of Technology Kharagpur secured the number one spot as the best university in India, followed by the University of Delhi in second place and the Indian Institute of Science Bangalore in third. Meanwhile, IIT Guwahati was placed 44th and Guwahati University was placed 45th. Other Assam-based universities featured in the list include Dibrugarh University in the 94th spot and Assam University in the 95th spot, slightly behind Nehru. In Meghalaya, the BJP unit in Garo Hills has finally agreed to extend support to MPP candidate and incumbent Lok Sabha member Agatha Sangma for the upcoming elections. The breakthrough was made possible through a reconciliation meeting between the two parties in Dura on Sunday. However, some of the BJP leaders in Garo Hills still remain distraught over the failure of the NPP National President and Chief Minister, Conrad K. Sangma, to accommodate the two BJP MDCs in the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council in the NPP-led Executive Committee. The absorption of the two BJP MDCs, now in the opposition in the GHADC Executive Committee, was one of the conditions put forward by the state BJP for extending all-out support to the NPP candidate. In an unparalleled achievement for healthcare excellence in the Northeast region, Bethany Hospital Shillong has been designated as a centre for quality promotion by the Consortium of Accredited Healthcare Organisations, India. This prestigious recognition positions Bethany Hospital as the first in the Northeast and 37th hospital nationwide to be acknowledged for its unwavering commitment to quality healthcare and patient safety. The announcement was made during a 2-day international healthcare conclave held in Kolkata, which was graced by Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose, Governor of West Bengal, and saw the participation from key leaders in healthcare in the country and the world. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.